Are you really okay with this?
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Whoa! Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Hammer, a woman in Brazil is facing charges after she wheeled a dead guy into a bank Weekend at Bernie's style and tried to take out $3,400 worth of loans in his name. Are you okay with this?
I'm okay with this because that takes some you-know-what. Because, listen, these banks, they're not just going to hand over that type of money, you know, if anything looks suspicious. And I would think wheeling in a dead guy to the bank falls into the category of things that might look suspicious. Now, I've not seen the photos here, but in my mind, he's got sunglasses on, like a bucket type of hat, you know, maybe a trench coat.
Did she tie rope around their arms together so she'll lift her arm, but his arm lifts up too to make it look like he's waving hello?
This is my buddy Kenny. Wave hi, Kenny. He waves his arm up. That's so brilliant. I have to be okay with this because as dumb as it sounds and as dumb as Weekend at Bernie's was, I love the movie, so I gotta love this.
The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are getting a new reality series on Netflix. It's called America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders. My wife is going to love this show. It'll focus on the personal stories behind the uniform. Here are a couple clips from the last show, Making the Team, when the girls were trying to make the squad and the cheerleaders were... They weren't very kind when commenting on the bodies of the tryouts.
And on the last six kicks, I was like, I can't make it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to throw up.
It almost becomes comical because there are some that just haven't looked at our uniform closely or haven't looked in the mirror closely.
Is that her crack?
No.
Oh, it's a tattoo.
Is that her crack? No, is that a tattoo? Is this something you're going to watch on Netflix, Hammer? Are you okay with this?
I'm okay with it. I mean, because people are going to watch it.
Yeah,
now,
my wife will love it. Yeah.
Not going to be appointment viewing for me, but the thing is, like with these types of shows, Real Housewives or Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Tryouts, the whole premise of it is chicks being catty. And I think there's a market for that, right? It's something about chicks, man. Like when my wife worked at a school for a while, the majority of the fights were female. It wasn't like testosterone-led dudes going at it. It was catty, just ridiculous chicks fighting every single day. And for whatever reason, people want to watch that. Now, as for Netflix, they're kind of going through a little bit of a transition right now. Like, yes, they're still going to have shows like this, but they're kind of dabbling more into the live programming aspect.
Yeah, they're going to have the Tyson, Jake Paul.
Jake
Paul. Is that his name?
Yeah.
They're going to have that fight, and they're going to stream... I think in 2025, they're going to start doing WWE Raw. They've got the rights to Raw.
And that's going to be a big deal.
But Netflix has great documentaries, man, from the I don't know if you ever watched Full Swing, where the professional golfers. There's two seasons now where they follow PGA and LIV golfers making a murderer. What was the one during COVID?
Tiger King.
Tiger King. They have great documentaries.
My son watched the Formula One series.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that. I need to watch that too.
There's that and the IndyCar series just
so
came
many.
Out there, which, man, that series needs the exposure. Like, I hope people watch that and they're like, man, I really want to watch IndyCar racing because I'm biased, but I think it's the best racing, pure racing in the world in terms of passing for the lead and things like that. So, yeah, a lot of changes going on at Netflix, and I'm kind of here for it.
A Taco Bell manager near Philly did CPR, saved a baby's life. Here's the mom and the Taco Bell manager talking about the scary situation.
The scariest moment of my entire life. I pulled him out and he turned completely blue and was lifeless. And at that point, I just completely blacked out.
I threw my headset. I ran outside. So I took the baby and I started to do chest compressions on the baby. And then he finally started to breathe. When my kids were little, my daughter had similar incidents. So I knew what she was feeling. So I knew if I just kept her calm and I stayed calm, then there was no thought in my mind that the baby wasn't going to breathe again.
Taco Bell manager saves a baby. Are you okay with this?
You know damn well there was somebody inside that Taco Bell that was like, yeah, that's great, lady, but where the hell's my Mexican pizza? What's taking so long back there? Where are my enchilada burritos? Oh, you got to do CPR. Fine. I want my meal for free. Because this is Philly, right? And that's how they are in Philly. Philly crowd is a different animal. But to answer your question, yes, I'm okay with this. Man, what a lucky thing that the Taco Bell manager happened to know how to do these types of things. How to know do CPR. That's a skill I think a lot of people need to learn. Like, I don't know if they teach that in schools anymore, like in a health class or anything like that.
I don't know.
If there's a course you can take. But, man, you never know when you may have to save somebody's life. Somebody may have to save yours or somebody you care about. Thank God this Taco Bell manager, knew how to do all that. Which brings us to great moments in Taco Bell history.
Great.
This was a very somber scene in Alabama when a community gathered together to mourn the burning down of their beloved Taco Bell.
We're just out here giving remembrance. I mean, I think it was the best Taco Bell in Montgomery.
I can't eat here.
I felt like I lost a family member.
I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. I got to go all the way to Perry Hill to get some Taco Bell. Hurts my feelings.
The Taco Bell had burned down, and they got together for like a candlelight vigil that night. Great moments in Taco Bell history. I know tomorrow, with the date being what it is, 420,
yes,
a lot of people are talking about Willie Nelson. But long before he was known as the mascot of 420, he was singing the jingle for Taco Bell.
He got off the bus at the border, went up, drove the woman with the rose tattoo. She offered him a ride, and when he got inside, she offered him something new. A steak burrito supreme from Taco Bell, she insisted that he try it. And a new zesty steak melt from Taco Bell, he had never had nothing like it. And when he tried the steaks on Taco, all of a sudden he knew that he'd always be indebted for the rest of his life to the woman with the rose tattoo.
You know it's an official branded Taco Bell product when you hear that Hell's Bell ring back there. And last, but certainly not least, and I think this is our producer Allison's favorite Taco Bell moment, the woman that was stuck behind somebody in the drive-thru.
Oh, no.
And the guy in front had ordered like $300 worth of Taco Bell. And the woman in the car, she felt like she had to inform everybody else in the line of what was taking so long.
Oh, my God.
Yo, the reason this line is so motherfucking long, because this motherfucker ordered $300 worth of tacos, and then he get Taco Bell, no heads up, $300 worth of tacos, that's like 100 tacos.
Great moments in Taco Bell history.